insurance with the...
Hi, Sean. It's Tina from... Yes, I'm calling from Local Splash. I was following up because we're having trouble processing the $49 payment for your web hosting. I didn't know if something's with the card we have on file.
Oh, wow. I forgot I even had y'all, man. You said for a website?
Yep. It's for MajesticAppliancerepairLLC.com.
Oh, I'm about to cancel that because I already have a marketing team and everything. I mean, I don't mind paying with the old, but because I got a new car because I lost it. But yeah, I've been with a marketing team. I have a website for about 3 years already. I've been paying 50
wow.
every month.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Well, I don't know what the marketing company's doing for you because, let me just see here. I see. Oh, you have MajesticAppliancerepair.com, right? And then ours is MajesticAppliancerepairLLC.com, right?
Yeah, it might be a little different.
That's what the difference is. Okay, so I can't cancel the account with a past due balance, and that's just because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 24th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So I'm sorry that, you know, you didn't remember that you had the account, but the good news is you're catching it in time because come September 24th, that would have reoccurred to 98, and it continues to do so until this settles. So if you like, I could take, you know, that one past due amount and then cancel the account, and that way you wouldn't have any further charges.
Yeah, that's
okay, so let me just go into your... billing. Now, if the card still ends in 8303, I don't need the number. I have it stored. I can just put the new expiration in. But, of course, if they sent you a whole new number, I'll update the whole thing.
Yeah, because I was at the bank and my last card, the ATM swallowed the card for some reason. I don't know why it didn't give it back to me.
Oh.
So that's why my card. I had to cancel that card and get another one.
Okay,
I went to the bank, see if they could take that card out the ATM, but they said they couldn't, and they had to cancel everything out.
Oh, my gosh, what a bummer. That's terrible. I wonder why the ATM does that, because I've heard that happening before. It's never happened to me, but I've heard other people say it, so that's crazy. So
that was weird. I'm like, I'm just trying to get money out of it, you know? But it said the machine had technical difficulties. But I'm like, so that's the case at the age of card should stay out of order. So the next car could have rolled up to the ATM and ate that one too. I'm like, nah, something didn't seem right.
Well, what worries me about that is, you know how like sometimes you're done, it'll say, oh, are you finished with your transaction? Well, what if someone walks up when your card's still in there and puts, no, I have another transaction. I want to withdraw $100, you know? So that's kind of scary that
happens. That's all. When I'm done at the ATM, I always look back to make sure they, because they do, you're right. It's like, you have another transaction, so you're easy to ask yes, and next thing you know, they take 805, whatever's in your account, take it right up.
Yeah, it's crazy. They should just, like, say, like, you're done, and here's your receipt, and then if you have another transaction, you have to start again, because, you know, who knows who would do that. Yeah, so, but in any case, for that new card, is the billing address still the 31 12th Avenue?
No, I think so. I get so confused. I have, like, 3 addresses. I just ordered some stuff. Yeah, I mean, if you don't go through, you can let me know. I'll give you a different address.
Okay, yeah, we'll start there. So go ahead with the card number whenever you're ready.
Give me a second. It's 4085.
Okay.
4040.
Okay.
3945.
Got it.
It's 5344.
5344. Okay, expiration?
0929.
0929, and then the code on the back?
Works for 249.
249. Okay, so I'll try it with the 12th Avenue address. If it doesn't work, we can try a different one. So let's start here.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? It was that address. I got the green light, so good for you. So now that it's paid in full, I will process the cancellation. So you'll get an email in a couple of minutes that the account's been canceled. That way you don't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
Okay, cool. But sometimes that interferes too. You have two websites up, like with traffic. So Google can rank you better, like if it's only one website versus two or three.
I agree. Yeah, it's better to have just one website. Sometimes people think, oh, if I have three or four sites, I'm going to get, you know, triple the results. But that's not the case. They end up conflicting with each other. So it's a good thing that we talk so that we could at least get this one canceled out. You know what I mean?
Okay. And what was this website again?
It was majesticappliancerepairllc.com. So the same as the one you have, but this one just has the LLC at the end, and the other one doesn't. Let me see if any leads came through this site. Oh, okay. So, yeah, you're still getting leads on this site. It says on August 12th, Brian Mittman from 356 Palisade Avenue said, mm-hmm. We manage 14 properties in Hudson. One of our units has an electric oven that powers but doesn't heat. He gives the model. Is this something you'd be able to look at? And then on August 6th, George Sidrak, 247 Claremont Avenue, number 1 in Verona. He put, my fridge is not cooling, it's Kenmore. I'm available anytime on Thursday, August 7th. So I don't know, since you're still getting leads through this, you might want to keep it open. Are you getting the email notification when people fill out that lead form?
Yeah, I think I did get it from here, because I think that's how sometimes, that's the only reason why sometimes I remember, oh, should have still had local slash. But,
yeah.
But I do have a form.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You have a form?
Yeah, my regular website that they also fill out. So I don't know, you know, if I would need to or not.
Well, the thing is since this one's still getting hit, people are finding this one somewhere. It's not attached to the Google listing because I just checked it's the other site, but we do have you on, from when you signed up before, multiple directories. So it could be that people are finding it on Facebook or Yelp or a different site. And if it cancels, you won't get a contact form through your other site because that's only attached to the Google. You know what I mean? So I think it might be worth it for you to keep it open. Now, I already hit cancel, so I would just have to, you know, tell the technicians, you know, we want to keep it activated and reactivated if that's the case. But if it helps out at all, I could see if I could get an override and put you into the corporate rate of hosting for $29 a month. Because obviously, since you're paying another company, you don't want to spend a whole bunch of money having two sites. But, you know, since this one's still getting leads, I think it might be worth your while to keep it open, you know?
But what about the month before then?
The month before?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the one you just paid?
No, I'm saying like I get leads July.
Yes, you did. There was one that came in July, and that one was from Daniel Massey on 167 Wayne Street. Just purchased a new home, have some simple issues and some potentially bigger ones. We'd love to get on a phone call and discuss the work needed. And then in June, it was Quinn at 200 Day Street. Hi, my dryer makes a loud squeaky noise. Could please someone help? So you got to understand one thing is that these leads are, that are coming through this site, they are far and few between of people calling you directly. Because let's say somebody finds this site on Facebook or on Yelp or Yellow Pages or one of the other directories. Most people are going to call you right away for immediate contact. They're never going to get to the form on the site, right? But there are rare occurrences where they find you and they can't call you right that second. And that's where they fill out the contact form and you're notified that a lead's coming through. But let me just double check here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're getting at least one or two leads every month, but that doesn't count the, you know, account for the phone calls where people call you directly. And if you like, I could, if you wanted to keep the site open, I could even put a call tracking number on there, meaning we would purchase a brand new 862 area code number, but when people call it, it would forward over to your number. And then that way you can track specifically how many you're getting through this website. In addition to the people that fill out the website form, you'll also see how many people called you directly.
Okay, now, do show now like about how many calls I was getting?
No, I can't see that now because you're using the same phone number that you have on the Google listing, right? So I can't tell how many are coming through us and how many are coming through that other company. But if we put a call tracking number on this website specifically, then you could definitely track it and see, you know, how many calls are coming through it to see if it's worth your while to keep it open. And of course, you know, I would still get that override for you and do the $29 a month. Just to help you out since you are paying another company.
Okay. Hold on one second. Yeah, so can they do like a little bit better than the $30? Just to see?
No, that's the corporate hosting. So typically you have to be like a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness to get that rate. You have to have over 100 locations listed with us. So I can't go in there and say, oh, you know, Sean has 100 locations. I want to put him into the corporate pricing. But I could explain the situation and say, look, he's paying another company. He already has different marketing. So I want to get an override. And even though he doesn't have 100 locations, I want to get this rate for him. But if you do decide to continue, the good news is that what you just paid would have you paid in full until September 24th. So you do have time if you wanted to keep it open to go on the dashboard, look at the results that you're getting. I could put the call tracking number in place. And then come September 24th, if you decide that you still want to cancel, no problem. You could call me, you know, a couple days ahead of time and I'll cancel it out and you wouldn't have any further charges. But that way at least you have some time to kind of evaluate it rather than just canceling it now, not knowing if you're going to lose a couple of, you know, solid leads each month, you know?
Okay, that's cool. Alright, so, yeah, we can see, I guess, how many coming in, put the call tracking. So now I'll be able to go into the website and do the call tracking and see how much coming in.
Exactly. And our website is also integrated, the client dashboard, with the Local Splash app. So if you wanted to, you could, you know, go into either the Android apps or the iPhone apps and download Local Splash. You would log into it with your same username and password you have for your dashboard. And if you don't know what that is, I can resend it to you. And then every time someone calls off the call tracking number, you can respond to them in real time. You can reply to their texts. It's kind of, you know, a more thorough method than having to, you know, wait until you get, you know, somewhere and log on each time. This way you log into the app once and you can see everything in real time.
Okay. Now I have one other question.
Yes.
From your experience, what do you hear is more better out of like Angie Lee's and Yelp to get leads?
I hear good things about Yelp. I don't hear good things about Angie Leads. And the main complaint that I hear is their lead generation. So they're selling the lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, right? And then people tell me that they have the leads hooked up to their cell phone, where as soon as they get one, they drop everything and they call on it. And then it's already been called on by 5 or 6 other guys. Or it's a bogus lead in an incorrect category or 150 miles away, and they just got charged for it, right? So I don't talk to a lot of people that get paid work off of, you know, the Angies. But with Yelp, we've actually partnered with them, and we could even offer Yelp ads if you wanted us to, and I could give you pricing on it. But it's usually a much lower pay-per-click or pay-per-lead rate. Because with Angie's, you know, usually those leads run pretty expensive. But with the Yelp, it's usually, you know, like, what, $8, $9, $10 a click or something. It's not that expensive to run the Yelp ads as opposed to the Angie's.
Mm.
Are you working with both companies already?
Well, I'm working with Angie's. I was working with Yelp, but I actually canceled Yelp. But because I felt like I'm with Google too, and I feel Google is like probably the number one, because Yelp have to advertise on Google a lot of times. People go on Google and they see, you know, if you're on Google, you're going to be at the top. Like if you paying Yelp, if people go on Yelp.com, they'll see you. But if they just go on Google and click on Yelp, and Yelp say the top 10 appliance repair companies, then they'll get to you. But I figure that most people go to Google. So even if they go to Angie, directly to Angie, they'll find me.
Mm-hmm.
But if they go
Angie's
to...
Angie's just the same, though. They have a huge Google Ads budget, and they'll advertise in every city, you know, 25 of the best, you know, appliance repair companies in Jersey City or what have you. And then they capture the leads from Google, and then they'll flip them to you, but to everybody else out. Which is, you know, are you having good results already through Angie? Because if you are, I'd stick with it. But, or is it new?
Yeah, it's two different Angies. It's the Angies that you pay every time someone, you get a lead. I don't have that one. I don't like that one. And then there's another one where you pay a certain amount per month, and they send you leads. And if you call them right away, usually you'll connect. But if you don't, like sometimes I might be busy, and if I call later, they're like, oh, I already actually booked with someone. Actually, it just happened. So, yeah, they're coming out later. So I've been trying to have my call center call the leads back, but it hasn't been working. And I don't like to lose 5 leads. Sometimes I don't lose none. I'll be on top of it. But sometimes if I'm busy, I'll call back and I'll be like, dang. Like, whatever I'm doing, I look at the leads and I'm like, I lost. Mm-hmm. But I lost five calls came and I didn't even know it. You know, and
wow.
You might call one or two back. So I did cancel Yelp, because then I hear back and forth stuff. Some people say, oh, Angie's better than this. Some people say Yelp is better. But I don't really know. I do know I'm going to keep Google Guarantee because I know that everybody go there. But I wanted to either keep Angie's or either cancel Angie's and put that budget into Yelp, you know.
You know what? Yeah. You know what I think would you do even better for you, and you probably haven't even heard of it. It's a brand new program that Google rolled out May of last year, and it's called Google Guaranteed. So it's not available in all areas or industries, but I just looked it up for your zip code, and it is available in your area for appliance repair. So,
I have that.
You have Google Guaranteed with the other company?
Yeah, I had my marketing team help me set it up. So I paid them a couple of thousand. Yeah, I went kind of hard with that.
And you passed the background check and everything?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I had to do a background. I had to have a certain number of reviews, like 4.5 and up, I think. All I was doing is I just canceled Yelp and Angie's and just put all my budget into Google Guaranteed. So.
Yeah, you know, if you ever wanted to transfer it over to us, all we charge is a $250 transfer fee, and then the leads are $50.67. That's the average. So you get a lead for a smaller job, and it's only what something like $38, or you might get a bigger job and it might be something like $58, but the average is $50.67. So once the Google Guaranteed profile is transferred to us, we would activate a budget which would equal 13 leads within the month, or $661. Now, you don't have to take 13 leads every month. That is works like an escrow account. So let's say that you take on 7 or 8 leads, then the next month you just pay for the 7 or 8 leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket. And how it works differently from a Yelp lead or an Angie lead is that Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple companies. So if you get a lead through the Google Guaranteed, it exclusively comes to you. So you have a much higher chance of converting it. And the value to have Local Splash run it rather than you trying to run it on your own is that we monitor it and make sure that you're only charged for people calling where it's an actual lead. So if you get a phone call from someone that says, hey, Sean, are you hiring? You're not going to get charged for that because that's not a lead, right? Or if somebody says, hey, can you repair my dishwasher? I'm in Las Vegas. You're not going to get charged for that because that's not in your service area, right? So you're only going to get charged for the ones that are valid leads. And people are telling us that it's such a great program because it's the exclusive lead program. So, again, you have the much higher chance of converting it. And with that Google Guaranteed checkmark next to your name, you have a bunch of extra credibility where people already feel comfortable even prior to you contacting them, you know. Just so you know what that green or blue checkmark means once you are Google Guaranteed is that Google will now guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So in the event that you get a disgruntled client that you've done a ton of work for and then all of a sudden they want their money back, Google would get involved and refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid you.
Oh, so I won't have to give them a refund?
Exactly. You wouldn't have to give them the refund. If they came into you through Google Guaranteed and you service them through that section, then that $2,000 insurance per client applies.
Do I get any type of penalty or anything for that? If they have to refund
you don't get any penalty for that. Typically, those things don't happen with Google Guaranteed companies because they've, you know, already had you pass the background check. They know that you're reputable. But also, Google recognizes that in business, there's always that one client somewhere that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for, and no matter what you do, they're not happy, right? So don't send, you know, with something like that, if you come across someone that's just impossible to please, then what happens is Google gets involved and they'll just refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid you because they already put their stamp of approval next to your company. Right? So that's the benefit of working with Local Splash to do the Google Guaranteed. I really think you'd like it. And if you think that, you know, you might want to consider it, I could even do the application fee now, and I could credit the $49 that you just paid towards the application fee. So you'd only have to pay $201 extra, and then we would get that going for you. It's actually a transfer fee because you don't need to do the application. You already have it.
Oh, so transfer fee.
Mm-hmm,
exactly. So the transfer fee is only $50 or is it $250?
It's $250, but you just paid $49, right, for the hosting. So what I would do is I would take that $49 and credit it towards the Google Guaranteed program. And then you would only have to pay $201 more.
Oh, okay. Like that. And do a lot of people you see put their whole budget like in Google Guarantee versus Yelp or Angie's, or they do a little bit of everything?
I see most people will try to put more of it into Google Guaranteed because it has a higher return. But for the people that have the Angie's that you have where you just pay it like a monthly rate and you're getting like leads through it, you're not paying per lead. What some people tell me with that program is that they're in a contract with it and they can't even put the leads on pause. So if that's the case, you definitely want to run both programs until your contract runs out. But if you had the other Angie's where you're paying per lead, then you could just put the leads on pause and allocate that money to go into the Google Guaranteed, right? But if you happen to be in a contract with them, you might not have that flexibility.
Okay. Now, what do you hear about the people that say for the contract one? Do they like that Angie's or they don't like either one of them?
I think across the board it's about equal where people tell me that they're not getting much off of it. They're, you know, I had this one guy, he had the contract one, and I felt so bad for him. He was a startup business, and he was a contractor. So he was running all over town bidding on all this work, and he kept getting undercut by other companies. So he finally, you know, just out of frustration, undercut his own pricing and he took on a bathroom remodel. But when he counted up his material costs, he actually lost money on the job. And you and I both know that that's not a smart business practice, right? So I hear, you know, kind of that happens to people just because that lead is going to multiple places. So oftentimes people are just kind of price shopping, looking for the cheapest rate when they're sending in a contact through Angie, you know?
I do see that too a lot. Not all the time, but I do hear people say, all right, well, let me take your number down. I have a few other contractors that should be calling, and I'll see, you know, I'm just on price budgeting right now. I'm like, damn, I don't really, if people call you, usually those leads get locked away, like right away, because they called you. So I close more leads, I think, when they call me versus me calling them on Angie's and seeing if I can close the deal. Sometimes I do. And sometimes I'm like, well, can I take the number down? And, you know, when they call you, they're already like, I need this done. So most
of
the time,
they call. This program, Sean, is with Google Guaranteed, they will be calling you directly, right? And then we'll have that call tracking number on there so you'll know that it's coming through the Google Guaranteed program. You know what I mean? And then we monitor that so that you're only charged for a valid lead. So it's not like somebody's going to fill out a form and then you have to get back to them later. You know, you'll still get, you know, leads through the website that are just coming organically through people filling that out if they're finding it on Yelp or on Facebook or another directory. And those are unlimited. You don't have to pay anything for it. That's all covered in your hosting fee, right? But the ones that are actual leads that are looking to hire you, that's why that this works so well, because Google has found that strategic way to put Majestic Appliance Repair in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time they need you. You know, Google calls that a micro moment. So that's why it'll track the high-end clients, you know, because when you think about it, the only reason someone's going to Google for your service is if they have an immediate need to hire you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I definitely want to either do Yelp or Angie, stay with Angie's one or the other, but not both.
No, but how much were you paying for your Yelp advertising?
Maybe it's like $600 a month. Angie's was in like $700-$800, something like that. But they cut it down. They cut the price down a little bit because I was going to leave. And recently I just put $2,000 a month with Google Guarantee.
Yeah, so with a $2,000 a month budget with Google Guarantee, that should be getting you a lot of solid work. Do you have a way to track it on your end? Like how many are converting out of that? Or?
I think so. Yeah, I do. I do. Either go to my website, my marketing website, or I can go Google Guarantee, send me the result page, the thing on Google Performance once a month, or I can go up there too. I think it's called Google Docs, my business, something like that.
So the Yelp advertising, you already stopped that, and you're just doing Angie's and the Google Guaranteed now? Or is it still running until your budget runs out? Because you said, you know, 600.
No, they just called me now. They're trying to do a dollar a day thing. They're trying to, I guess, get me to sign back up. You know,
okay.
I was like, maybe I should do that. Something with a dollar a day. Something he was saying. Where they'll give me a certain amount of credit. So I'm like, maybe I should turn that back on and just see how that works for us. Because that would just boost up the calls, right? Like, if I had that Angie, you don't think?
What I was thinking is if you turn it back on, it might be very smart for you to do that for a month or so and then just have whoever's answering the phone calls ask the old-fashioned way. Like, hey, how did you hear about me, you know? And if they say something generic, like, oh, I looked you up on the Internet, go, oh, was that through Yelp or through Angie's? And, you know, and then they'll tell you specifically, and you can start tracking it. And then you know at the end of the month or the end of the 2 months, like, hey, the money I'm spending through Yelp is working, but not through Angie's, or vice versa. You know, maybe the money that you're spending through Angie's is working, but not Yelp. But it's definitely smart if you're not sure to kind of track it the old-fashioned way. You know, that way you'll know which is getting.
But another thing that Yelp told me is that Google, I have to be Yelp. You can't even speak to Google. Is that sometimes they'll find you, stop putting things in your mouth. They'll find you on, they'll say Google even though they went through Yelp to get you. Because Yelp, remember Yelp advertised on Google, so they might have went on Google and seen Yelp say top 10 best technicians in Newark, for example, and click on it and find my website. But then really they found me through Yelp, they went to Google. They went through Google. Because I still was getting a lot of calls. But the Yelp do have a call tracker.
There you go. Well, then that's a smart way to go about it. You know, maybe reactivate it and, you know, use the call tracker. And then that way you have more of a, like, solid method where you know if it's working for you or not, you know. So let me see here because we have when we do Yelp advertising, if you're eligible for the Boost program, what we do is we charge just $4.99 a month. But if you're eligible for the Boost program, you get an extra $100 worth of ads for the $4.99 each month for the first 6 months. So I just have to see if you are eligible for it, and then if you are. You know, maybe we could, you know, help you out and do the Yelp advertising here. So let's see here. I'm going to send a message and see if you're eligible for it. In case they don't get back to me right away, I could always look it up myself and call you back. It's just a little bit harder to do, like, while we're on the call because I have to, you know, put a couple things in a spreadsheet and kind of figure it all out. But, yeah, we do have that Boost program where it might help you. So.
I forgot where. And I know Yelp is trying to give me some good credit and stuff. I guess they want me to join again. They saw I canceled their account. Do you have some clients that have all of this?
Sometimes what they'll do is, Sean, if they see that you have an older account with them, or it's an account that canceled and they're, you know, trying to get you back on board, sometimes they'll tell us, oh, the client's not eligible for the Boost package unless he spends $8.99 a month or something, because they'll say that, you know, since we're managing it, they want more money out of you. So that's what I want to look up and see, you know, number one, can we do it for the $4.99 with the extra $100 worth of Boost ads each month? Or are they going to say, oh, because he already was spending $600 a month with us, it's only going to make sense if he spends more money in order to, you know, get Local Splash involved in managing it, you know? But again, you'll have the call tracking number either way, so you could kind of manage it.
Okay. And you have some clients that have all of them? Well, not really. Like, not Google Ads, the Yelp, the Angie's. They like, man, I'm just trying to go hard and not do anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's always smart to cover your bases because, you know, you never know if there's that 1% chance that you're having a solid client that's looking you up on another directory that's not Google or going through a lead service, right? So it's always good that you don't let those fall through the cracks. So I'm just sending them a message.
Sometimes I wonder, do a lot of people just like, let me just go do Yelp.com. Like, you know, I always hear people say search things on Google. And then I do know people go on Angie because they probably feel like, oh, you know, not that everybody know where Angie's is, because there's probably many people that ain't know where Angie's was either, but.
Yeah, you know, Yelp is really, really beefing up their advertising that they're doing for service-oriented businesses. I noticed that myself when I go to Yelp. Usually I'm going to check out a restaurant or reviews or, you know, things like that, pictures of the food that they have to see if I like it, you know. But lately, every time I go to Yelp, it'll automatically say, like, oh, plumber near me or appliance repair. It automatically is suggesting to me very subtly that, hey, I should be looking, be looking this up on Yelp, you know, which I think is a nice benefit, you know, because they're really beefing that up, because before it was more for the, you know, for just the purposes of, you know, usually people would, if they were looking for a restaurant or, you know, something like that, would use Yelp more. But now they're really, really going hard in the service oriented businesses like you. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I can look into the pricing for it, and I'll call you back in a little bit, Sean. In the meantime, do you want me to keep the website open until September 24th, or are you not sure?
Then when you can follow back up with me, I guess September 23rd or whatever day, so we can see how everything's going.
Well, everything, Sean, is done on an automatic renewal, so I'll push the next billing out 30 days from today, which will give you till September 28th, but you would have to send yourself a reminder to contact us, because if we don't hear from you, it will automatically charge the 29 on September 28th. So, you know, they don't allow us to do like, oh, we'll keep it open and follow up with you, because what if I get sick and I'm out of the office that day and then no one follows up with you and then all of a sudden it charges, right? So they do everything on an automatic renewal. But you could, you know, maybe.
Is this your direct number?
Mine is extension 777. So what I'll do is I'll send it to you on a text message. My name is Tina. And then that way, if you, you know, ever want to talk to me directly, you just call in and put in that 777 and it'll ring directly to my desk. Okay.
Okay. Hold on one question.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hi, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, got Simmons got some parts.
Right.
Yeah, I might do the yump thing. Might just call the guy to say I'll try for a month, you know. Especially if you give me all the credit, so either it'll be cheap or I'll be having a lot more volume, you know, for that month.
Yeah, they're telling me that you would be eligible to participate with us. I'm just trying to find out if you're going to get that extra $100 worth of ads for 6 months. And then once I find out if that's available, I can call you back. And then in the meantime, I'll also send you an email on the Google Guaranteed program. So if you do decide to transfer that to us, you'll have a little bit more information on the benefits of, you know, working with Local Splash on your Google Guaranteed, okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay, awesome. Right. And then you have, I just texted you my direct line, but it also will be on the bottom of this email. That way, if you have any questions, you can call me, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you reaching out.
Of course. No problem, Sean. And have a good rest of your week.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.